Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly sunny today with daytime highs approaching 79. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance of thunderstorms 60. High of 91 tomorrow. Chance for storms. Daytime highs approaching 63 Friday under mainly cloudy skies. 64 Saturday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 50 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has officially released a press statement saying that she is calling on the administration of the U.S. Secretary of Education, Linda McMahon, to restore near $22.6 million in total federal funding for education that's set to go to the Kansas Department of Education. As KSNT News reports that the announcement comes after the U.S. Department of Education had announced they would be freezing the near $3 billion in pandemic relief funding that was recouped from several states, including the state of Kansas. In a statement from the governor, she said, quote, abruptly stripping this funding is a disservice to Kansas students and teachers who rely on it and excel in the classroom. This funding is critical for our students to continue setting Kansas children up for a strong start to life. I urge the Trump administration to reinstate this funding to ensure our students can continue to access these key resources they need to succeed. According to the governor, the $22.6 million was critical in supporting students' learning recovery after the pandemic.
Spring showers bring huge savings at Rusty and Ford. The deals are pouring in. Take advantage of employee pricing. You pay what we pay on all 2024 and most 2025 vehicles. Yep, you heard it right. You pay what we pay. That means discounts as high as $14,000. Wash away high payments and soak up these deals while they last with this special from Ford. From America, for America. Employee pricing across our lineup of trucks and SUVs. Your dream vehicle is waiting at Rusty Egg Ford. But just like a spring storm, these deals won't last long.
You don't want to miss these savings, Ford. Come see us at Rusty Egg Ford, where the deals are absolutely unbeatable.
Visit Rusty Egg Ford or online at RustyEggFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Stock number 214-907, 66,040 MSRP, 52,040 sale price. See dealer for details.
For the second time in recent history, out of its total 120-year history in the state of Kansas, a historic Kansas church building is on the move after the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Hoisington has been officially moved to an events center in Great Bend, Kansas. KSNT News reports that the church was used to host weddings and other events indoors at the Corinthian Hills Event Center. The building was originally built in Russell County community, with the congregation officially being organized back in 1901 and helping construct the church in 1904. These services were traditional services that were conducted in German until the year 1950, when English language services were incorporated. The building was then sold back in 1960. And moved to a property just south of Hoisington, east of U.S. Highway 281, with now the church being moved again on a semi-trailer and transported to its new home 7 miles southwest of Great Bend. According to the owners of the property, they say the building is set to undergo many renovations moving forward and reopened it to the public. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen has officially requested the major federal disaster declaration for 27 different Nebraska counties around the state from the month of March and the winter storms that the disaster ended up causing, with more than $64.9 million in total statewide damage. According to the Nebraska Examiner, the governor did send the request to President Donald Trump for the March 18th and 19th storms, where they say public utilities had suffered most eligible damage, with the most significant having power poles and electrical lines going down, with more than 1,700 poles being downed or destroyed around the state. Overall, because of the damage, an estimated 200,000 residents in the state were left without power at the height of the storm, with some communities establishing emergency shelters to keep those without electricity from having prolonged times without power. In the letter that the governor sent to the president, he said it was one of the most destructive winter weather events to impact Nebraska in recent history. Mid-America Network News.
Spring is in the air, and that means it's time for a fresh start at Midwest Kia. Is your old ride cluttering up the driveway? Trade it in today and get up to $5,000 over MMR value. Need a fresh financial start? Drive home a brand new Kia with rates as low as 0% for 72 months. Or clean up with massive savings. Lease rebates up to $19,000. Don't forget, every new Kia comes with industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Spring cleaning has never felt this good, and these deals won't last forever. Hurry into Midwest Kia, where we make car buying simple, transparent, and fast. And we are always singing.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
0% APR for 72 months. $13.89 per month per $1,000 financed at 72 months. APR financing subject to credit approval at Kia Finance America. Not all will qualify. Offer expires 4/30/2025.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Officer Anthony Escalante was approved Marysville Police Chief at Monday night's City Council meeting. Wage determination at a rate of $37 per hour was approved. Escalante has served on the Marysville Police Department and steps up with the recent resignation of Chief Matt Simpson, who has moved to Topeka. Marysville City Council took several steps forward with development of e-commercial buildings on the Kester Block per an agreement approved earlier with Frontier Development Group of Manhattan. No comments came forward during a required public hearing to establish a reinvestment housing incentive district for the project, which was adopted unanimously. A series of other supporting measures were then approved unanimously, with a timeline for completion not later than April 2027. The project is to include 12 units of market-rate residential apartments on the second and third floors of the block. City of Marysville previously sold the property to Frontier and accepted a $300,000 community development block grant, which will be matched by the developer. An IRB bond issue request was approved, which will provide for exemption of sales tax on construction materials for the project. Approval was granted for use of the city park for the annual Mother's Day Market May 10th and 11th. Stacy Wolfslager reported that 95 vendors, including 22 offering food products, were already committed, and one Marysville director, Wayne Cruzy, advised that a petting zoo would operate Saturday with live music both Saturday and Sunday. The annual Mother's Day Chicken Barbecue will again serve at the Helvering Center. A draft was presented for discussion that would allow extension of a residential water tap that could be extended to up to one accessory building. Current policy would require separate meters and a second monthly charge. The matter was referred back to the Water and Sewer Committee with no changes recommended. A revised fee structure is part of the draft agreement. Swimming pool manager Courtney Porter presented a revised graduated rental agreement for private swim parties. She is fully staffed for the summer and expects to offer morning swim. Approval was passed for Spring City Park, Lions, and Darkets Park with Mosquito Squad for the summer. City Administrator reported that this is spring cleanup week. He spoke of a volunteer day to ready the Kester House restaurant building, which is being leased. Two recent hires in the street and park department were announced. The City of Blue Rapids wants to apply for community development block grant funds to assist in the cost of building walking trails, baseball field lights, and a new park concession stand. For the community to qualify for the grant, they will conduct a survey to use the low to moderate income percentage, over 50%, as they're currently below that. A random survey will be mailed in coming weeks. They'll need a 100% return rate by Friday, May 16th. Contact Blue Rapids City Office if you need additional information. David N. Bubba Skeens, age 68, of Wymore, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30, at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Wymore. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 2 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7:30. At the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for David Bubba Skeens.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Wednesday, hamburger, baked beans, mixed veggies, and mandarin oranges. Tomorrow, a pork tender, mashed potatoes, California blend, and pears.
It's time to pony up, Marysville. Match day is Friday, May 2nd. Give in person at the Helvering Community Center in Marysville from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. or donate online anytime between 12:01 a.m. and 11:59 p.m. Your gift will support 61 local nonprofits. Make a difference and visit ponyupmarysville.com on May 2nd.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 70s and upper 80s. South winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Showers and thunderstorms likely overnight tonight with our lows in the mid 50s and lower 60s. South winds gusting as high as 30. Some scattered showers are possible into Thursday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the lower 90s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then scattered showers are possible into Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and mid 50s. Southwest winds around 15 and gusting as high as 30. Mostly sunny skies throughout the day on Friday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. North winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then some rain showers possible into Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and mid 40s. North winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Some rain showers are possible into Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower to mid 60s. Then some rain showers Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-April, 66. Record high on this date, 93. The average low, 42, and the record low, 23. Sunset this evening, 8:04, with sunrise in the morning at 6:50.
Dr. Brittany here with Marysville Dental Care, where your family's health is our top priority. Dr. Zach, our team, and I are the family dental home you've always been looking for.
Our comprehensive dental care is designed to serve all of your dental needs. Whether it's a routine cleaning, braces, or cosmetic work, we provide the highest quality of care with a comfortable experience. Visit our office across from the Marysville Courthouse or go to MarysvilleDentalCare.com to schedule a visit.
Have the smile you've always wanted with our team by your side.
Seven of the eight seeds are locked in. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. The East and West both finalizing their seven seeds last night, first night of the NBA's play-in tournament. In San Francisco, the Warriors, who at one point led by 20, hang on for a 121-116 win over the Grizzlies. Jimmy Butler, 38. Steph Curry, 37.
The play-in is why it's here. It's why the league created it, because it's a lot of drama. And it's nice to know what it feels like to win one. We are 1-3 now.
Warriors getting their first win in four play-in games over the years. Golden State with the win, becoming the seven seed in the West. They get a series with the two seed, Houston Rockets. Memphis has another shot. They'll play for the eight seed against the winner of tonight's matchup between the Kings and Mavericks. In the East, it's the Magic who are locked in. They earn the seven seed, pulling away in the fourth for a 25-point win over the Hawks. Frustrating for Atlanta. They saw Trae Young get ejected in the fourth. Orlando gets the Celtics in their first-round series. Hawks will await the winner of the Heat-Bulls matchup tonight. Hockey, Flames win, but they're eliminated by virtue of wins from the Wild and the Blues yesterday. Minnesota, an overtime win over the Ducks. Wild will play Vegas in round one. Blues beat Utah. They clinch the second wild card spot in the West. Maple Leafs shut out the Sabres. Toronto clinching the Atlantic. Leafs will face Ottawa. Sens losing to Chicago 4-3 in overtime, but have the first wild card spot. Lightning 5-1 over the Panthers. Those two match up in the first round. Baseball, Dodgers with a 6-2 win over the Rockies. Padres lose to the Cubs 2-1-10. Padres' first home loss this season. Diamondbacks get a grand slam and five RBI from Corbin Carroll. They beat the Marlins 10-4. Juan Soto homers for a second straight day, but the Mets lose to the Twins 6-3. Yankees double up Kansas City 4-2. Red Sox get past the Rays 7-4. Tampa Bay has now lost 11 consecutive games on Jackie Robinson Day.
Whether your Easter plans have you stepping out on Sunday or hosting a group at home, Macy's Easter Sale has great deals on everything you'll need to celebrate, like 50% off dressy brunch looks to level up your whole family style, and 50 to 60% off hosting must-haves, like the classic Butterfly Meadow Collection from Lennox. But don't miss out, because just like an Easter egg hunt, there's so much to discover. But you gotta move quick. At Macy's Easter Sale, today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with a Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Don't wait around to book catering for your next event. Whether it be a wedding, family, or company get-together, let Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville serve you. Pulled pork, honeyed hams, roast beef, whatever makes your taste buds happy. Dates are filling fast, so contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, your catering headquarters.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Uncertainty over President Trump's global tariffs is still being reflected in the stock market. The Dow Jones on Tuesday fell 156 points to land at 40,369, while the S&P gave up 0.17%, and the Nasdaq Composite slipped a fraction. Analysts at United Airlines say the economy is so volatile that they're issuing two forecasts on the carrier's performance, one that assumes the U.S. slips into a recession. Under both scenarios, United expects to turn a profit in 2025. A federal judge in Texas has tossed out a Biden-era rule that capped credit card late fees at $8. Trump-appointed District Judge Mark Pittman says the cap violated a 2009 law that allowed banks to set late fees proportional to violations. Reports of the death of the physical book may have been premature. After more than a decade of declining store numbers, Barnes & Noble is celebrating solid sales by opening 60 new locations nationwide. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The city of Washington is accepting applications for a power plant operator. Applicants must possess a valid Kansas Class B CDL with a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Knowledge in diesel engine operation, power generation, and maintenance, along with a skilled level of working in the operation of fossil fuel engines, electric generators, and associated equipment is required. The position is on call on a rotating basis, with residency within a five-mile radius of Washington required. Applicants subject to pre-employment drug screening. Visit the city website for a full job description and application, or contact city clerk at 785-325-2284. Compensation dependent upon qualifications and includes an excellent benefit package. Interested candidates should submit application along with resume, cover letter, and three work-related references to the city clerk at Washington, Box 296, Washington, Kansas 66968. If confidentiality is requested, please state in application materials, position open until filled. City of Washington is an equal opportunity employer.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Starting off a Wednesday today, markets opening up here in just a little bit. Looking at some of the markets from yesterday on Tuesday's wrap-up, we saw things kind of mixed on the board for the grain markets. Corn and wheat slightly higher on the day. Soybeans are a little bit lower overall. Livestock markets had some green on the board as well. We'll see how things kick off today as we start off the middle trading day of the week. In the corn market, slightly at the close yesterday with May corn up 1¾ cents at 483 even a bushel. July corn up 1½ at 491 even. Over in the wheat market, May Kansas City wheat was up 1½ cents, sitting at 554.5. July KC wheat up 0.25 cents at 568¾. Over in the oats market, we saw a little bit lower numbers there overall. May oats were down 5¼ cents at 337.5. July oats are down 3½ cents at 339.5 cents. Soybean market, they saw a little bit lower numbers overall, and including some of that overnight trading. May soybeans down 0½ cents at 1035.5. July beans down 1 penny at 1045.5. And soybean meal, May meal was down 20 cents at 294 even, with the July meal down 10 cents. At 390 cents. Soybean oil for May unchanged on the day yesterday, sitting at 47.33. July was up by a penny at 47.85 cents. Moving over to the canola market, we saw some higher numbers there. We'll see if that trend continues on today as well for a Wednesday. May canola was up $2 even, sitting at $6.70.90, with the July canola up $1.60 at $6.78.10. And the cotton market was mixed on the day, with May cotton down a penny at $65.07. The July cotton was in the green by a penny at $66.13. Real quick in livestock market, we saw overall higher numbers there as well. April live cattle for April up 85 cents at 204.80. The feeder market was up $1.32 at 289.37.
Maximum Outdoor Equipment and Service is growing and ready for mowing season. Come see our new location at 21st and Andover Road or visit Kellogg and West Street. Mowing season is easier with the productivity of a Walker mower from Maximum Outdoor. Walker mower's compact design for easy maneuvering, out front deck for trimming, and a variety of attachments helps maintain a healthy lawn. Test drive a Walker mower at Maximum Outdoor's newest location, south of 21st and Andover Road or south of Kellogg on West Street, or MaximumOutdoor.com.
Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
Your home for all the latest in Kansas, regional, and national agricultural news is the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck. Join me daily for the latest ag news, statewide weather, and hourly commodity market updates. Also join agriculture radio legend Larry Steckline both Tuesdays and Fridays for a deep dive into the world of agriculture with the Steckline Report. The Mid-America Ag Network has been a seven-state region trusted source for everything in the world of agriculture for 20 years. So join us daily through our many great affiliates on the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Recently, wheat and alfalfa fields in certain parts of Kansas have benefited from precipitation, which helped them outgrow damage from pests like the army cutworm. With this insect about to start heavily feeding, K-State Extension crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth reminds growers of the army cutworm's life cycle.
The army cutworm moths, they come out in probably mid to late May in Kansas. The adult moth emerges, and they hang out for a week or two. They seem like they kind of get together. They don't really. They're attracted to lights, and then as daylight comes, they often scurry away for some dark crack or crevice to get into. They take off then around Memorial weekend. They fly to the Rocky Mountains. They successfully over summer, those that do, they start back in late August, early September. They either have mated before they start back or they mate on the way back. When they get back to Kansas, they start depositing eggs. And each year they get about to halfway through the western part of the state where they start, depositing eggs. Those eggs hatch in the fall. So they'll deposit their eggs. Then those adults just die. They pass on in October or November. Every year's a little different based upon the temperature. So those eggs are in the soil. They'll hatch within a month or two, and those small larvae will come out in December, January, and they'll start feeding on whatever crop's there.
He discusses what growers should be scouting for in their fields right now.
They're about a quarter of an inch long. They're pretty small. They're a little easier to find because they're not as small as they were when they were first emerged from the egg, but they're still pretty small. So they're feeding. So you got most of the feeding to come now. As they get larger, they feed more. So if you're looking for army cutworms, get out now. And it's a blessing that we got moisture, because a lot of times the alfalfa or the wheat can outgrow the damage caused by the army cutworm.
Whitworth shares treatment thresholds and what must happen before producers control them.
Normally, if it's a thin stand of wheat, it takes only one or two per square foot to justify a treatment. If it's a good stand of wheat, it may take 4 to 8 army cutworms to justify treatment. We can control them, but you got to get out and look for them. From now till mid-May, that's when they're going to do most of their growing and most of their feeding and most of their damage. And then they'll pupate and they'll start to cycle all over again.
That was Kansas State University Extension crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth on the army cutworm. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
This is John Klein with Manhattan Commission Company with some special cow consignments for our Friday, April 18th cattle auction. We'll be selling at 11 a.m. There'll be 120 fancy black and black-white-faced cows. They'll be 3 to 4 years old. They'll have big February, March, Charley, and black-white-faced calves. 72 choice reputation Angus first calf heifers with February, March Angus calves by sign. 55 choice red Angus. First calf at first, they'll have March calves. There'll be 85 black and a few red cows. They're 3 to 5 years old. They'll have February March calves. But we'll have 40 reputation red Angus and black Angus, fall calving cows. They'll be coming 4 years old in the fall, and they're bred to Angus bulls for August to September calves. Plus four black balancer bulls. They'll be 17 months of age. Also, we'll be selling several groups of fall calves and feeder cattle. For more information on the special cow consignment, we'll be selling Friday, April the 18th at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Grease Company. Please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
April showers are good for your flowers, but is snow even better? We'll examine the evidence on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Imagine a life-threatening storm heads toward your home in the middle of the night. You don't hear the notifications. You can't hear the sirens. The best way to keep you and your family safe is Weather Call. When you're in the direct path of a life-threatening storm or tornado, you'll receive a phone call letting you know where the storm is and when it will arrive. Learn more online by visiting weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weather Call travels with you. Wherever you are, it will monitor life-threatening storms at home, work, or on vacation. Customize your alerts. Get lightning safety messages. For just $15 per year, Weather Call could save your life. Sign up online at weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. weathercall.now.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, April 16th. It is the 106th day of the year. Charlie Chaplin was born on this day, and Walter Cronkite took the anchor desk at CBS News on this day in 1962. It's not unusual for some of our northern states to have measurable snowfall through the end of April. And if you ask a farmer, that's not a bad thing at all. Old-timers called it poor man's fertilizer. After a fierce late blizzard in 1891, corn was reported to have grown 3 inches high beneath the snow, which had an insulating effect against the freezing air temperature above. This old weather proverb probably sums it up the best. Under the snow, the vegetables purr like an old man neath a mantle of fur. And that is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more weather legend and lore at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas City Royals ended up going through their second game of the three-game series against the New York on the road yesterday, falling 4-2 to the Yankees, putting their overall record right now at 8-10 for the regular season. The Royals were the first ones to put some points on the board, scoring 2 runs in the third inning. But that was it for the game, with the Yankees putting their 4 scores on in the sixth inning, as left fielder MJ Melendez was one of the runs for the Royals, having 4 at-bats, 1 run, 1 hit, and 1 RBI. Michael Wacha was the leading pitcher for the Royals yesterday, having 4 hits on him and wrapping up with 3 ERs, 2 walks, and the 4 scores from the Yankees. It's game number 3 of the 3-game series tonight, with that first pitch coming up at 6 p.m. before the Royals head up to Detroit, taking on the Tigers for a 4-game series starting tomorrow. Right now, Kansas City is still lingering in that number 3 slot for the American League Central at that 8-10 record. The Tigers are number 1 at 10-7, with the Cleveland Guardians shortly behind at 9-7.
Are you passionate about trucks or Jeeps? Truck Stuff is hiring. We're looking for a sales professional and an aftermarket accessory installer to join our team. If you've got the drive, we'll provide the training to help you succeed. Plus, enjoy fantastic benefits like medical, dental, vision, and a 401k. Start a career with us today, where trucks meet talent. You can apply online at truckstuffks.com or come see us at 427 North Washington.
Tricked out. Check us out. Truck Stuff.
The agriculture industry changes constantly. From commodity prices to trade deals, droughts and fuel prices, it's hard to keep your farm protected and prepared. That's where we come in. Join us every day right here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we cover your daily commodity prices with hourly market reports, news from the farm to bills in Washington, D.C., plus hear the latest across the Mid-America region that may affect your operation. From planting to harvesting and everything in between, it's the Mid-America Ag Network. We're here for you.
Officially wrapping up the college basketball season, the women's basketball star for Kansas State University, Tamira Poindexter, has officially signed as a free agent contract with the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury. The announcement came on Tuesday as Poindexter is now the fourth player. She is officially the fourth player in Kansas State University's program history to sign as a free agent for the WNBA. Poindexter had garnered the All Big 12 third team honors after putting on a total of 451 points on a career high 45.5% from the field. In the last season alone, she ended up shooting a career-high 40% from the three-point range, with making a career-high 92 three-pointers in the season out of the 230 attempts, with also a career-high 43 steals. Her 92 three-pointers had ranked third in a senior season in a program history and fifth in program history for any single season at Kansas State University. Poindexter wraps up her tenure at Kansas State, breaking multiple records for the team, and exists in the amount of blocks for the team.
Hey, K-State fans, football season will be here before you know it, and 2025 season tickets are on sale now. Order your season tickets today and secure a seat in the Bill for all six home games this fall. Saturdays in Manhattan are best when spent cheering on the Cats with 50,000 members of the K-State family. To order, visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. Go Cats!
This tax season, turn that tax refund into a new ride from Crown Over Auto Sales in Marysville. A lot full of reasonably priced vehicles ready to test drive. Let Ethan or myself set you up for long summer cruises. Check us out online at crownoverautosales.com or stop by the lot on East Highway 36 in Marysville.
Warm weather is here, and so are those special occasions, weddings, proms, and graduations. But does that tux in the back of the closet still fit, guys? At Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, they do more than outfit your cattle. With tux rentals from Valley Vet Supply, you'll be looking dapper, sharp, and clean cut. Custom measurements so everything fits perfect, with free exchanges if it isn't quite right. Let their helpful staff handle sizing, ordering, and returns while you enjoy the big day. Swing by Valley Vet Supply for tailored tux rentals for any occasion this year.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly sunny today, with daytime highs approaching 79. Cloudy skies expected tonight, chance of thunderstorms 60. High of 91 tomorrow, chance for storms. Daytime highs approaching 63 Friday under mainly cloudy skies, 64 Saturday. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 50 degrees.